Okay, Siman Kut Tesvav, which we began last week, is about Cholav Akum. And as I said last week, Sif Aleph is about milk, Sif Beis is about cheese, Sif Gimel is about butter, and all three have different halachas, very different halachas one from the other. Now, last week I described to you the traditional way of making milk products for milk. I mentioned to you that when milk is left to stand, it naturally separates into the smetana, or the cream that rises to the top. And the cream that rises from the top typically is what butter is made from. The milk itself is what cheese is made from. So milk is made from the smetana, which traditionally, and in those cases it can only be kosher, because only kosher milk has this cream on top, whereas cheese can be made from anything, any milk. In addition, it's made by adding agents that cause it to turn to cheese, usually rennet, and therefore, it's a kashrus issue. Now, I do have a handful of copies. I went online just to find a quick description of how cream, butter, cheese are made from milk. I cannot find online anyone that explained it as well as I did last week. As a matter of fact, the word smetana was nowhere to be found. So actually, I didn't look a lot. I just went to a company. I don't know. I'm losing my voice. My wife says I talk too much, and that's my problem. Anyway, here... It's a brief description. How does milk become cream? The cream is the smetana. Cream isn't actually a separate entity from milk. It's part of the milk. This means milk doesn't really become cream. It's merely part of the milk that's separated from the rest. It's quite amazing when you consider a wide variety of cream there is. Sour cream, extra thick cream, and clotted cream. Thank you. Cream is the high fat part of milk. If you leave whole fat raw milk that has not been homogenized to stand for more than 30 minutes, you will notice a faint line appear. This is because the high fat content of the milk is rising to the top because it's less dense. Fat floats. This is then skimmed off, and you have cream. In modern cream manufacturers, centrifuges used to make the separating process faster. The thickness of cream will vary depending on the fat content of the milk, which later is going to be negeya to halacha, as we'll see. Double cream, extra thick cream, is made by heat treating milk, then quickly cooling. Clotted cream, never bought anything called clotted cream, but it involves heat-treated milk, cooling it more slowly so it rises to the surface and clots. Sour cream and whatever that is involve a mild form of fermentation. Anything that needs fermentation halachically is cheese, as we're going to learn. This process is also used to make yogurt and cheese, but to a greater degree, fermentation adds bacteria to milk to turn lactose into lactic acid. Lactose is the sugar part of the milk. So basically, cream is what floats to the top, and plain cream is inherently kosher because it's only found in kosher animals. Now, how does milk become butter? Making butter essentially just requires the extensive churning of cream or very fatty milk. It may sound too simple to be possible, but a fascinating chemical process is taking place as milk is churned. You're actually making a fat in water emulsion, which is liquidy, become a water in fat emulsion, which is fatty. What is actually happening with the milk when you churn it? Well, as you churn the milk, the membranes of fat in the cream are broken, so fat droplets can more easily join together, forming larger fat droplets. As churning continues, these larger clumps of fat join together even more, with air bubbles in between. This becomes a foam, which leaks out as buttermilk. The rest becomes a thicker network of fat. Once all buttermilk is drawn away, butter can be frozen. It's normally then melted and refrozen into smaller segments, ready to be sold. In the UK, USA, Scandinavia, we tend to eat salt to butter. So butter is made from the cream or the smetana of the milk. And for that reason, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that butter is not a Chol of Yisrael issue. It says they have a kaimos that they were not to be machmir. But the halacha is that butter does not have an issue. I mentioned to you last week that we're talking about real butter. Today's butter is made differently, and there are numerous ingredients in butter. And therefore, the heter that applied 30 years ago, that all butter doesn't have to be Chol of Yisrael, go anywhere and buy butter, no longer holds true because of the way today's butter is made with many added ingredients. We'll discuss that when we get to Siv Gimel. I have here a Daf HaKashas from the OU that was sent out less than 2 years ago. It's dated 5778. Shavuos. I guess Shavuos is a good time to send out things about butter. It's entitled "The Kashrus of Butter: Much More Than Meets the Eye." It basically discusses the idea that butter today is no longer made the way it was made not too long ago, and for that reason, the heter that we learned in this sif, and we even see in printed shuvis. And the Grismaisha is not ancient years ago, not ancient tshuva, that assumes that butter is fine. Maisha is a tshuva of Schwab Essen, is cream cheese like butter, it doesn't need a heksher. Well, it's cream cheese like cheese, and it does. So that idea that butter is perfectly okay is no longer true because the commercial butter is made differently, and the Mitzvah Shem will discuss that. Needs a heksher. Well, the milk part doesn't have to be Chol of Yisrael. The turning it into cheese pot has to be turning it into butter has to be kosher. You know, you can take milk if you don't have Chol of Yisrael milk, you can take non Chol of Yisrael milk, and you have to have a heksher just like turning it into cheese. Right? Ha'olam and Miller are made by the same company. Ha'olam is made from Chol of Yisrael milk, and Miller is made from non Chol of Yisrael milk. Both are made under the eyes of a Mashkiach. Just which milk they use is the difference.
If you buy a non-Chol of Yisrael and you make butter, you could eat the butter? Non-Chol of Yisrael, you make your own butter.
Yeah, I don't know that it's physically possible to make it from homogenized milk. But what?
You could eat the butter?
Yeah, sure.
The milk was
trafe. No, the milk was trafe is a problem.
It's not trafe,
I mean
the milk is not
kosher. Well, we're going to learn in Siv Gimel, if you go to a guy and you buy butter, Dina de Gemara, that's okay. If you buy milk and you're it's chol of akum milk, it doesn't have a heter, you can't make it kosher by turning it to butter. Yeah. No, what he meant is if you're not makbel chol of Yisrael. So.
No, we should have the proper table to see what do the cows do. They make the treif or something. It's not a problem.
I mentioned it. The treifus issue is still an issue. It's an issue with butter, with yogurt, with everything. But that's not. We're learning now. It says Shulchan Aruch. I didn't mention last week that the treifus issues are still issues.
Even though you're making the butter with machi halal, that it's mamish halal, but since it's
when it's made, when it comes to Liad Yisrael, be Isser, so it doesn't become mutter. No, so there's no such thing. We'll see. Mitzvah, we'll get Sif Gimel, and has to be Chemo shall Evik Lechavim. We'll see. Now, how does milk become yogurt? Yogurt, you'll excuse the misspelling of yogurt. This comes from England. Yogurt, like sour cream and whatever that is made by a fermentation, which means that yogurt has essentially the din of cheese. Bacteria, including Streptococcus, familiar friend of ours, thermophiles, does that mean little children? And some other, and many others, they eat it in milk. These bacteria feed on lactose. They eat the milk sugar and turn it into lactic acid. This makes the milk thicker and more sour. This is done for longer with yogurt than sour cream. It's essentially the same process. Heating is also used when making product. This affects the thickness of the yogurt. Well, heating just breeds the bacteria more rapidly. I mean, mainly the process is quicker. So yogurt fits into Sif Beis, into the Sif of cheeses. How does milk become cheese? Milk becomes cheese with a similar process as yogurt. You basically let the milk go off. What? You basically let the milk go off or go sour, but in a controlled environment. The choice of bacteria can have a dramatic effect on the look, taste, and smell of cheese. It has the ability to produce such a wide array of cheeses. In other words, bacteria is added, and different bacteria has a different effect on the cheese. The length of fermentation also has a major impact on the type of cheese that comes to be produced. Milk contains the proteins casein and whey, which are an essential factor in the process of creating cheese. Okay, these are called the cheese proteins, the whey proteins and the cheese proteins. Once the bacteria have turned the lactose to lactic acid, enzymes called rennet are added. Rennet can come from certain bacteria or the stomach lining of young goats. The form of method making rennet is more common in these days, which is to use chemical rennet. As the casein and whey proteins go off, the casein curdles, but the whey becomes a thin liquid. So this is what we call curds and whey. It separates, the whey becomes a liquid, a thin liquid, and the casein becomes a thick cheese. Whey is removed, and what's left is the cheese, and salt is added. Salt is the idea for helping the milk to firm up and stop it spoiling in the wrong way. The curds of the casein are cut into smaller pieces and heated. Heating releases even more whey, which is removed. The result is solid lumps of casein. These are pressed into molds and left to dry varying amounts of time, depending on the type of cheese you're trying to make. So that cheese is made from the non-smetana part of the milk, you mentioned the whole milk, and butter and cream is made from the smetana, or the top part of the milk. And that's basically what it is. Buttermilk is the top part of the milk. When you pull out the butter, what's left is buttermilk. Whey is the bottom part of the milk. When you pull out the cheese, what's left is whey. Now, whey itself is broken down into whey sugar and whey proteins. Now, one of the problems with butter today is that they add whey byproducts into our butter. The whole cool of butter is that it comes from the smetana half. So it can only be kosher. But once today they add whey to butter, whey comes to the bottom half. It doesn't have the kula that the top half has. So that the whey today is one of the problems. And the OU, the previously mentioned letter, mentions this as an issue with some that does not have to be entered into the ingredients. Whey cream is not always identified as an ingredient in butter that contains it. Such butter, which is commonly sold under retail labels, grade A product, commonly lists mere cream in its ingredient panel, even though it means the cream is the top half, and it means whey cream, which is in the bottom half, but with ingredients, that's perfectly okay. So you can't even tell from the ingredients this particular point. No. Meimei Cholov is made when they take the whey, not the kasim. When they take the whey and they further break it down, that's Meimei Cholov. They separate the, what they call whey proteins from the whey sugar. Meimei Cholov is whey. Whey is Meimei Cholov. Meimei Cholov is when they take the whey and they break that down, they pull out the whey proteins from it, which are thicker, and they get a thinner, waterier whey. So that's what it is.
Even though we know that there's no
problem with
this type
of
whey, even
though it's not fine, at least any non-kosher. Whey? Yeah. No, cook up from non-kosher. Whey is not kosher. Whey is a problem. No, whey is a milk and fine. Yeah.
So do they take the whey from
camels? I have no idea. I'm understanding this is possible. Whatever's in the bottom half can come from any animal. Whatever's in the top half only comes from the kosher animal. That's my understanding. Okay, now we started Sif Aleph. We're going to do the Ramo, which is on your first page. The main Chakira in Sif Aleph, I mentioned to you last week, was the question as to whether the Gezerah of Cholav Akum was a Loy Plug. I mentioned to you last week, the Pri Chadash and others who held that there's no Loy Plug on the Isser Cholav Akum. And for that reason, if somebody has any other way of knowing that it all comes from kosher animals, that it's mutter as well. And that was the Pri Chadash Shita. According to the Pri Chadash, our milk would not have a Chol of Yisrael issue. And I mentioned Yad Ephraim on the page, Paschals like him. However, Raif Paiskim hold it to Loi Plug, including the Paiskim Achareinim that we rely on, the Chachmas Adam, the Sim Sefer, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Gris Meisha, who's Machmir, that Chol of Akum is a Loi Plug, and that Kula falls away. However, Ramesh's Kula and his Tshuva is based on the idea of Yediya. Of Ramesha has numerous tshuvas on many different topics, a concept that you only need raya's when there's lax yediyah, when there's something that's clearly known. We can argue what it means clearly known. When something is clearly known, we don't need raya's. The example I like to give is when two eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks into Beis Din very much alive. So we don't give Reuven Misa for killing Shimon. The question is, why not? Two Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon. Well, why don't you give Reuven Misa for killing Shimon? So when they ask this in class, they say, well, Anan Sadi, that Shimon's not dead. So Reuven didn't kill Shimon. But two Edom say Reuven killed Shimon. They say, Anan Sadi. I say, okay, so it's Trey V'Trey, it's a Suffolk. That's why we don't give Reuven Misa. Huh? Everyone says, no. So what's the answer? Two items say Reuven killed Shimon. And Shimon walks in. Why don't we give Reuven Misa? We question the Edom. The answer is, you only need Edom when you have Sveikas. When you know something, Edom is not a Raya. When you don't know something, Edom is a Raya. When you know something, Edom is not a Raya. So, On what grounds are you punishing them? Yeah, so I don't know what punishment is mandated exactly. Right? You give them a tongue lashing. Yeah, but what's the punishment for that? Okay, I don't know that there's Malkus Veda Sheker. But all right, there's certainly a Veda Sheker, yeah. That's the old Chakira. If Haidas Baldin is because we believe him, or because it's like he's Makabal on himself, what he said. It's a question about how it does, about and how it works. Tak, it is a question how it works. Now, the idea of Yidia, I mentioned one tshuva Ramesha last week. I don't remember what I mentioned, but I think I mentioned a tshuva he has in Russia about an older couple that was from and the revolution. The kids became communists, and they were elderly, and they couldn't take care of themselves. They were living with their children. And they asked Ramesha if they could rely on their children for kashrus. The children have known their mother, Sapi Halacha, Machali Shabbos Befehesia. But they say that they know their kids, and the kids are mechabed them, and they have no question that the children wouldn't give them treifas. So Ramesha writes in his tshuva, which was written probably when he was 20, in his 20s, that there's a concept of yediya, and when you know, it doesn't go with rules of nemanis. Rules of nemanis is when you don't know, and when you know, it doesn't go with rules of nemanis. Ramesha is mechiachit from interesting rayas. This tshuva came up to me, if you remember, when the Philandler boys upstairs came, and they became from, their parents weren't from at the time, and they started davening here, and they became from, and then they had a shiloh, what to do with kashrus at home. Their parents were Michal Shabbos Befesia at the time. So I took them to Rebelski. So Rebelski said, let's learn the Igris Maisha. So I pulled out the Igris Maisha. He noted how, you know, 70 years earlier, 60 or 70 years earlier, Moshe wrote, where the parents were from and the children were fry in Russia. And here, there were people who came from Russia, and the parents were fry and the children were from. And Rebelski told him the same thing, that you can rely on the idea as long as you feel confident that your parents are doing it that way, a yediyah. And to me, always in my mind, I have in mind when I come up to Shemayim, I can wait, but when I get there, to find out if it's the same family that is there and is here, just, you know, those two generations, these two generations, who knows? But it would be interesting. Right. If you have a idea, it would be the same. If you have a idea, it would be the same. And but the Meiser, he was Seimachai Nepomuk and Seirich. And Rebelski told him to rely on it as long as they live at home. But once they live on their own, to try to find a better system. But, what? Yeah, so we pass in Basim Samayin as mutter. So we have a problem. The Sfaradim would have a problem. We pass in like Levi. The Basim Samayin is mutter. Just if you say with a shliach, you have to have simanim. So the question is, if you trust them, you trust them, you trust them. If you hold like Rav, which is the Sfaradim's meaning, is any time you don't see the Basim, it becomes also automatically, attack will be a problem. That could be a problem. No, Ramesh would agree. If there's a Zaytig Yisr, there's a Zaytig Yisr. Ramesh is only talking the Nemanis aspect. If there will be a Tekana Darabanan, it would be Tekana. Now,
to keep kosher, you need more than good intentions, you need knowledge.
Oh, you need knowledge. Okay, so we're not trusting them to kosher the meat, we're just trusting them that the package that they opened is a package that they say they opened. That's the thing. Okay, a little skeptical about trusting people. I don't know. This is the psak. I remember another tshuva Ramesha has, which is really a tshuva from Sefer, Ramesha's passing like. Some Sefer had a maisa with a kedushin, where later they found out the Eidei Kedushin were apostle. Some Sefer has a letter to the Masad the Kedushin. He was very embarrassed. He was like a guest in town, and he was Masad the Kedushin. It turned out one of the witnesses was apostle. So some Sefer writes to him that it's okay. All the whole Olam is all Eidei Kedushin. Remember I mentioned this? He said all the guests are Eidei Kedushin. Maybe they're all Eidei Kedushin. They all saw the Chassan walk down and the Kala walk down, and a Masad the Kedushin go there, and everyone say Mazel Tov. So everybody in the audience is Eidei Kedushin. You see, you got more kibbutim than you know. Some Sefer says, even if the Eidim, they call up Apsulim, The Olam is kosher al Teide Kedushin because Teide Yediyah. They know that there was a Kedushin.
Kravim
also, but we only say Nimsechemi and Karavei Pasul when the Mechavim say Haggadah together. It has to be Katechad. So if they are Kravim, that a Mechavim say this together with somebody would be a problem. But just people in the audience, I'm a Mechavim anything. So they're all good. There's some Sefer rights. The Gris Moshe says Avada. Certainly the Halacha is that way. Somebody asked him, the Halacha is some Sefer. He says, certainly. So if one of the Eidei Kedushin, look, we try to do it right and have Kosher Eidei Kedushin. But what? So Miyachei doesn't mean, it's not possible to be Miyachei to the exclusion of everyone else. It's not Shayim. Witnesses are witnesses whether you like it or not. If someone's Mekadosh and Isha and he excludes everyone from being Eidim, it's still a Kedushin. We say exclusion of everyone else, we mean that in that Kat, it's these two are not mitzaref with anybody, so it won't be Nimsech and Karavei Pasul. But it's a mistake. People think that the Chasan Kala could say, you're Eidim, nobody else is Eidim. No, everybody else is also Eidim. A witness is a witness whether the guy likes it or not. If someone murders somebody, he says, I'm excluding you from being witnesses, they're still going to be witnesses. But they're excluded in that cut. The din of Nimsech and Karavei Pasul and the Mechavim say this together. So the chiddush is that Eidei Yediya is Eidus Lekiyum. Eidei Yediya b'lei Eidei Riya, which really starts from a Mordechai. It's a sugi and kedushin, where the Mordechai talks about Eidim that saw the ring on his finger, on his hands, the kala's finger, and someone blocked it, probably the photographer, and then they see the ring on the kala's finger and the chassan's hand empty. They know what happened. They just didn't see it. So it's called Eidei Yediyah B'lei Eidei Riya. And Rav Moshe also said, there we go. That's kosher.
What does the Kedushin mean? Their permission for Mamzerus, the Eidim of Pasul?
When the Mesad the Kedushin is not a from Yid, then there's no Umdina. When the Kedushin is a Talmud Chacham, that's the case they're talking about. When it's a conservative rabbi, then we don't rely on any. We don't have
it comes to a big quarrel that, let's say, somebody goes to a fry family's house, and he said, I bought kosher food especially for you. And so I guess
it has to be Yediyah. If you just trust them, that's not good enough. Yediyah, the case where Moshe brings in Ksubis, is where there was a Din Taira, and somebody was. Rav Nachman was giving Mechayev Shvua, and his wife told him, don't trust that guy, he's a liar. So he was Mahapach to Shvua. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa, the difference is Rav Papa said, don't trust him. So Rav Nachman said, do you have a second witness? He said, no. He said, then I don't trust you. So he told him, Loi Tehei, Rav Papa, Kibas Rav Nachman, that you're a puppy, you believe your wife more than a papa. So the way Rav Moshe attaches the Gemara, his wife, he had a yediya that whatever she says is true. Rav Papa is nemonis, that there are rules, but a yediya is something else. At any rate, that's Rav Moshe's heter, and that's what the Chol Yisrael is based on, that it's a yediya. And we move on. Let's learn the Ramah. There are two more sugyas here to learn. Let's learn the Ramah. L'chatchila tzarech liyes ha-Yisrael. B'tchilas ha-chaliva. The yid has to be there from the beginning of the milking. Listen to this. V'yireh b'kli. He has to check the bucket. Shleyeh b'kli shechalva b'idav etameh. That it should be clean. Should have tameh milk in there. V'nogu lahachmir. Shleyachlev b'kli shedarka shleyeh b'kechav lachlev b'y. Sheva nishro b'y tzutzuch echalav shleyeh b'kechav. Not meaning is to use designated kelev chalav Yisrael. Not even to use a geis keli because of droplets of milk that might be there. Like you say, we're not chayshish b'diyeved because it will be buffalo anyway. They're just droplets, and memela. Now here the shaila is, what about a Jewish farmer who has Gaiusha workers? Or Bidir Shalahan, or the Gaiama working in a Jew's corral? Any place where there's no Gaiusha farm in between, if it's a Jew's farm, you collect Gaiim to the milking. Of Mishayt Shem Yisrael Klal, the Machshu Bebeis Yisrael, Oy Bishchenu Say in Lachas Shadavatame. Okay, by Jew's milk, we're not Chayshu Shadavatame, and we already learned elsewhere that we're not Chayshu Shagoy for missing treif is just to spite a Jew. If he has no financial benefit, we're not Chayshu that a Gaiim will do. We said we had that last week. He has to stand by the door and make sure nothing comes. We had that in the Mechaber, which you just said. Right? He has to stand by the door and make sure nothing goes in. Yeah, can have Gaiusha workers. Now, the Ramah goes on. Avlam Beisevik Chava Machsik. If there's a guy's farm in between, Sarach Liyais Yisrael Shem. Kiilu chayl vayis bebeis habikachav. Vafilu Yisrael kot naktana ma'ilim. The chavim mitzvus lufnehem. It doesn't have to be a gadol; it could be a cotton. Right? This is all the dinim of a Jewish farm. Now, im chayl vay oivikachav. We have, like I said, two halachic issues. The first is this. Listen to the case. Im cholvay oivik echavim mitzas behemais. Im cholvu, I guess. Oivik echavim mitzas behemais. V'layi Yisham Yisrael. Let's say the Mashkiach is supposed to be there. They're starting to milk at 4 a.m. The Mashkiach comes late. They're not waiting for him. They start milking without him. Vakach by Yisrael. And then the Jew comes riding in. Now we're talking a guy by a guy. Vakach boy Yisrael elachirim achshav bizmana. So now what do you have? You have in the bucket a mixture of chol Yisrael milk and not chol Yisrael milk. Achshav bizmana zeh she'ein chol of David tami matzi klal mutter. It's not Ramah. It's Ramah. Ramah is saying that since it's not matzoi to have treifa animals, so mitaka that makel straight out, but we are makel in a mixture. In a taruvis. What? Okay. What? Well, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Why?
Because the takana was he has to witness the milking, right? Miu in loy ba Yisrael ad achas shenichlevu kulam avikol shchove kachav v'darsa afa bishen tami debed davar tami bed, right? But even though there are no trade for animals, if the Jew came after the whole thing, then it's too late. Okay, now the problem the Shach and Taz have is with the kula of this Ramah. Ramah was makel if a yid comes late to the milking, so the Ramah was makel. So the Shach and Taz here struggle. What kind of heter is this? If a fall vacuum is a gzeira, so it's treifa milk mixed with kasha milk. So first it's easier to see the Taz, it's shorter. The Taz is Sifkat and Vav. In Cholvu, Ivy Kav and Mixas, what kind of heter is this? Zok the Taz is that Kaya Chelo Babies Israel. This kula only makes sense when the cows belong to a Jew. But Refes, Shachaya Babies Israel, in a Refes that's in the area of a Babies Israel, but in the same Sham. Now this Taz turns the the Rama upside down. The Rama himself, Pashtus, is being makel to that as long as it's rive, it's going to be mutter. And Ramos, the Tas says, no, he doesn't mean it by a guy, he means it by a yid. And Mimela, there's no heta by a guy shafam. That's how the Taz learns. The Shach, which is longer in Yud Gimel, doesn't like this teretz. Shach Yud Gimel. Again, the Mashkiach came late, it's a mixture. Lo yadati mein haitzir rav zeh. Where did Rama get this? Lo yavanti sferi rasai. Imraisa lifsei kemari. If he wants to pass on, that's a trumas adashin. The cost of dachshu l'shach la'adavetamei. That he wants to be mekel. Because nowadays, shein in matzoi. Lo yasal chol shalvei kechavim v'eim yishalai v'en yisrael reyeim. For rav ma'iri b'beim yisrael. If you be mekel straight out, so be mekel lagamri. So the shach has a very hard time trying to see how he's being mekel. He even goes as far to say as uloi nafal ezer to seifrim bedivrei harama, and he's not happy with the Rama. So we have shach and taz against the Rama. Nevertheless, the Ame Kilim, and it comes up Lahalacha, Mekilim are the Tzvila Tzadik on the bottom, and the Matiyanison on the side. You have Tzvila Tzadik in your copies. Okay, Tzvila Tzadik on the bottom, the language seems to be a little excessive, but look what he says. Again, question is, when Raiv is Chav Yisrael, Amir is not Chav Yisrael, Hashas Ukad Yigimel Nitchak B'zeh. The lav dafka kir Rabbeinu Tam mishum doloi mistaver lechalek, or whatever the Rabbeinu Tam he brings. Da'is daiti svar gadol lechalek. See, a tzaddik says the Rama makes sense. Yesh kan svek sveika. Now follow. Shomaloi ha yesham kul shum chol of tamei. Maybe there was no tray for milk. Titzloi mahaya harayv chol of ksheira ubat v'roy min b'mina minatayr. On a daraisa level. It's a svek sveka. I'm not clear why it's a svek sveka. One suffix if there was tamei milk, and even if there was tamei milk, it was vadai batel b'raiv. Binatayra milk and milk, min b'mina is batel b'raiv. Why is that a svek sveka?
Was there milk?
That's a suffix. And even if there was milk, it was batel b'raiv. So that's not a svek sveka. That's a suffix to Rabbanan. That's what he means. The whole thing is a Rabbanan. It's a suffix of a derabbanan. V'after l'kama matzuch shishim, even though we know you need shishim, milk and milk, hainu b'vadei chol of any Yehudi. Av b'chashosha kai gavna, the diyevet mutter, v'adei l'kul yal masagi b'raiv. He's mekel, it's not so clear what he's putting together here. It is a derabbanan. V'oid, I don't know what the void is adding. Min haTorah b'lavei hibatu b'raiv. He already said that. Rabbi b'yisichim havlei trade rabbanan. It's true. It's a double rabbanan. And sheikah kulat aruban. So the flow in the words, I don't get that much. But he seems to be saying is that once you know you have raiv kasher milk, you can be saimach on the umdina that there's no behemah tmeya. That seems to be. The Rive in this case, he knows because the Mashkiach came and supervised Rive. He knows how much milk there is altogether. Yeah. Well, let's see back to the Lashon of the Rama. Im chavu oivik echav mitzas behemis loisham yisrael akach by yisrael elachemas manazesh and chod davta matzik klal mutter. He doesn't say clearly the word Rive. You're right. He says mitzas behemis. It's not clear that he means raiv, although on the bottom that's what he's trying to say to answer the question. Yeah, but that's the
Rabbanan.
That's
right.
But it's a trade Rabbanan.
The only
Yeah, but chazawa geyser when a guy milks it. Right? When the guy milked it, chazawa geyser.
Right.
So it seems it's a vadai trader rabbanon. It's a vadai issachal of akum. That was batal barayv, which is a trader rabbanon. But I don't know what he means, this sfeikus. It's a vadai doubled rabbanon. It's a vadai chazawa geyser. I'm not worried about treifa milk. I'm worried about the rabbanon's gezeira. So rabbanon made a gezeira, plus the gzeira is on the milk, but that milk is batal barayv, even good milk. So that's a vade trade rabbanon. I don't see sekes. So I'll tell you where this comes up. If mashgichim come late, I don't know. They don't advertise. But in the Gris Moshe, if he has his heter for the companies, for the large companies, that they're inspected and they're afraid of their mirtis and etc. So in a subsequent tshuva, which is like Memtes, I think it's Memches, Memtes, and Nun, so the second tshuva, someone told him that Lemaisa, the big milk companies, also buy from local family farms in their area. They buy from local farms, they get milk from them as well, and those farms are not subject to the scrutiny of the companies that manufacture the milk. And they asked Rav Moshe, what do you do with that milk that comes from the local farms? So Rav Moshe writes that that's this Ramah. That's a case where you have roiv milk from the companies and a miut milk from the local farms mixing in. And in that taruvis, you have the kula of this Ramah that it's I don't know what to call it, trade rabbanon or suffik rabbanon, however you want to explain the tefillah tzaddik and the mati yainis. And Rav Moshe calls it the kula of the mati yainis, that your master actions is make like this Ramah, that you can be samech ad Ramah when you know it's roiv chol of Yisrael, and miut in this case receives the straight out chol of akum, because the shayel said there are local farms that don't have any supervision at all.
But even they would be so
But Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva that this kula is only a Goyish company. They have a Yiddish company, and they buy milk from the local farms, so it has a din of treif. Because even though I know it's all from cows, but it's unsupervised milking, so Rav Moshe writes, it's like backwards. You would think a Jewish company is better. He says, no, if it's a Jewish company, so once the milk from the farms comes to the Jewish company, it's treif. Because it's chol of akum, it's milk that was unsupervised. Milk that's unsupervised, that you can't take it and throw it into other milk and be mevatel. He says, then I'll be maskim it's awesome. But if Goyim got it, there's no way some Goyim taking chol of from the local farms. So they took it, they mixed it in. And now a Jew's coming to the company, so now you have the Ramah's case. The Jew is getting milk, which is already a mixture. And in such a case, the Rav Moshe says that that you could be made.
Mashkiach comes late.
Not
he comes late.
Mashkiach comes
late.
Yeah.
He comes late. Then there's a way.
Is that the goyim? The goyim are not looking at him. The goyim are just doing their work. So he comes, I guess, trying to do atzala porta. He's trying to look at what they're milking. Now, if they would listen to him, they segregate the milk till now and then separate the milk from now on. Yes, min atayra min bemina is batal barai. Mid rabbana and ishisha. Because it's milk and milk. So min atayra min bemina is batal barai. Mid rabbana and ishisha. If it has shisha, it would be okay. If the milk from the local farms is a 60th.
Isn't that in of Yeshua?
What?
Isn't that in of Yeshua?
Not bechal vakum. By regular kashrus, there's a din of yotzei v'nichnas. The gzera of chol vakum was chol of shechol v'yakum and yisrael reyehu. That is not kashrus.
Is this case where it's all one bucket? Or the guy
between
the
two buckets? Yeah, if he could segregate the milk that's in his bucket,
that would be called
kavua. It would be called kavua.
Yeah.
I guess the case is that we know that the taruvis is there. Taisus Yisakasha, that every bittel is kavua. Every bittel is always kavua. Because everything is bottled in a place where it's nicker. A bittel b'rayv is a separate heter than what? Yeah, but for called a parish, you don't say by kavua. But bittel you say by kavua. It's a separate heter. If it's totally separate buckets, you don't know what came out and what went in, there'll be a shout called the parish. It wouldn't be bittel. I mean, it would be bittel once it's not nicker, but then it would be kavua because it was once nicker. You know,
chinah. Yeah,
he would have to mark off his buckets, otherwise, it would, yeah, it would be kavua.
Could it be that Shina Shabbat means that because of the sex later, and it's very dark?
Well, to explain the two sveikas. One, it might be kosher milk. Number two, why is that a suffix? That's a sex faker. The suffix Rabbanan, you say. The second is not a suffix. It's a fact. And that's why it's hard to understand what it is.
What you're sort of saying, the Goyish company, it's not Israel. But if the you get it, it's Israel. If the Goyish, the company, you have the Goyish also.
Yeah, but once he mixes the chazer into other things, and it's bottle, if it wasn't mevatel dafka fi yidden, and it's mutter. Rabbi Moshe writes that about the blended whiskey. He says, but they're goyim. They're allowed to mix it. Once they mix it, so yid can buy it. It means that there's a deer mafsi.
Oh,
a goy should. Yeah, goy should has mafsi. I should really say a churei beis akum. You have the new Tazvav. No, just look at Tazvav. Tazvav, Zekoi. A Choy Beb Yisrael Berefes. Okay, I would rather would say Bechuri Beis Akum, but okay. It says Beis Yisrael, okay. Because Bechuri Beis Akum makes sense. It's a yid behind a guy. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. Okay, one more. I told you there are two issues today. One is this Taruvus issue. The next is the next piece. I often mentioned that when I was a Bacher, I was a Pirche leader in the Pirche of 14th Avenue. And the snacks that they gave out then at one point were Goldberg's peanut shoes, which was made on dairy equipment. Dairy equipment was not Chol of Israel. And we weren't sure we're doing the right thing and giving it out to kids whose parents are makban Chol of Israel. So I asked Ramosha. So Ramosha told me not to worry about it. It's enough to be machmir on Cholavakum, you have to be machmer on dairy equipment. That's what Moshe told me at the time. And I don't remember the exact lashon, but I remember the bottom line. So someone, more than one occasion, people said the story can't be true. There's a tshuva in Digras Moshe, Chelepes, tshuva Lamed Aleph, where Ramosha was asked, Binyan Hagola Shel a pasteurizer, by kashering a pasteurizer that has blias from cholavakum. So why do you have to be worried? Ramosha told me that you don't have to worry about blias from cholavakum. So how come he has a whole tshuva about it? So that's a good question. It's only a good question if you don't learn the sugi, you just hear a story and you want to pass him from a story, even Rabbi Reisman's story, because the sugi is a sugi here in the Ramah. So let's learn the Ramah, see what it's all about, and you'll see the bottom line on this issue of dairy equipment. We're up to, let's see, in the Ramah, it's seven lines up. Chalav shalav yekechavim oiseres kelim shenisvashlu behen. So why do you have to go to Igros Moshe to ask a kasha on my story? Ramah, chalav, all right, he's regular chalav akum. Chalav shalav yekechavim oiseres kelim shenisvashlu behen. Thank you. It asks the kelim in which it was cooked. Kishar Isser. No different than every Isser. Afro Pusayna Raksafik. Shame it Yurub by Davatame. Again, he's calling it a Safik if a Davatame was mixed in on that. Even though it's only a Safik, he's being Machmer. The same thing that says with Gavina, Gavina Sayem. Avalach Chemishalem, and not that butter. A Philip of Bakashinoga by Yisser. Even in places where the minigasi machmer and the butter, ainai seres hakevshes spashuba v'loy taruvi shala shem desar behetar akol shari. Okay, that's by butter. Leo gabi pasakum. Okay, so the ramah is straight out machmir that the blias are awesome. Shach tezvav shen ispashlu v'loy damu l'bishlakum. What? Shach Tezvav? Yeah. Yeah, no, I want to see Tezvav, right? Shenizbashu ben Arvikachavim. Chei Kosev Issa Veheter. I forgot this Sfeel Issa Veheter. Afil Gvina Shoy Kachavim Gufei Shenaflu Betavshul. Bottle Barayv. Even the cheese itself that fills into a mixture is Bottle Barayv. To the Kamas of Katan Yudzayim. How could it be through a Keli it's worse? Then if the cheese itself will fall in? So Rechlai Mekamayri Be'im B'tavshul Roiv Neged HaKeli. Unusual. When you say Keli, usually a Tavshul is Roiv Neged HaKeli. He saw in a case where you have a flat pan and the Tavshul you have a thin Keli, you have more Keli than Tavshul. Where you're normal Keli, it would be Mutter. Inami lechatchila aser levashul by afili yebitavshul roiv dasal ha'isavashul misul levatloi. Or the Ramah is only machmir by lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to cook in a keli that has blius of bishalakum. But also b'tatasuva. Aval, in this bashul may be dievet, you may shrei betavshul shari l'shari l'esavet. Now here, a shach again turns to Ramah. Before the Ramah was meikel, the shach was machmir. Here, the Ramah is machmir, and the shach is very meikel. The shach holds that even in the Ramah, that the sister is only l'chatchila and not be dievet. Memela comes out. If you're buying something that's made on dairy equipment, so that is a case of a bidyevet. A guy made it on dairy equipment. I make whatever he wants. A guy makes it, so it's already made on dairy equipment. When it's already made on dairy equipment, it comes out according to the Ramah, the Shach, that it's mutter that please chalavakim abatul barayv. He's saying Chalav Akum is no worse than Bishal Akum. And by Bishal Akum we said Wasaimacham Bitl Barayv. And even Gvinas Akum, which is Mohammer, he brings that Wasaimacham Bitl Barayv. Same thing, when Wasaimacham Bitl Barayv on the blias of the milk.
Now,
dairy equipment will have Yamachbar Chalav Yisrael, then it's treif, because to me, Chalav Akum is treif. If you're a Mekel, you're Mekel. So then what's a Shaila? Then you can eat, you don't need dairy equipment, you can eat the dairy. You don't need dairy equipment, you can eat the dairy. No, for treif, there's no Shaila. When Kalem used to treif, you have to kasher it. That's no Shaila. Right. Shaila's here.
Written, you make the whole
Shaila. Ramesha writes, he never wrote in any tshuva that Chalav Stam is mutter. People misquote him. He writes that in numerous places, including this tshuva. He says, I'm machmir on Chalav Akum in America. He writes, he always writes, Roy Lachman. Here his lashon is, Hine b'sifri g'smeishal yeredei b'yarti tam godol, shechalav akapani zeinim b'di Chalav Akum, avo Roy Lachmir. That's what he says. He always says Roy Lachmir. He has one letter in which he wrote, I'll bring it in next week, the OU is Mepharsim in the Sinai Gosmaisha, that Ramesha writes, I never wrote in a single tshuva in my life that people should use Chalav Akum in cities with Chalav Yisrael. So he writes the tshuva. I never told anybody you could use Chalav Akum in a city with Chalav Yisrael. Chostam, the city with Chalav Yisrael. It's a misquote of Ramesha. Ramesha never said such a thing. I'll bring it in next week. It's interesting, though. You sent it out. They said they have a letter that was written to Toronto, to the city in Toronto. Ramesha asked them. He was told them Seimach on his tshuva, and they have no Chalav Yisrael in Toronto. And he writes them a letter that they should please get Chalav Yisrael. He was never Mekel. He was never Mekel straight out on it. That's who writes. Doyu is Mepharsimit. Doyu says. Doyu certifies. They certify what it is. They tell you what it is. You do what you're going to do. You know, there are people in cities that don't have Chol Yisrael, and they have to rely on it. It's a big chesed that they give a hesher on these things. There are many communities and many people that are just not on the frumkai level to be marked. So, in this tshuva, Ramesha is talking about kasher and kalim. In America, pasteurization kalim in order to make a kosher. And this is the same Ramesha who everyone says Ramesha is Mekel. Ramesha has a 5-page tshuva requiring kashering. The Shoyl said that the dairy equipment, I want to now kasher, because Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, you don't need Eina Binyamin, you don't need 24 hours. It's enough overnight. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita, and then the Masechta Rabbi Dezara. So he wrote to Ramesha, look, we have your kula. That in America, Chalav Yisrael is mutter, Chalav Akum is mutter. Plus, Rabbeinu Tam, so let's use it as a tziruf. Ramesha in his tshuva says, neither heter, to make a tziruf, you have to have a solid heter. Neither is a solid heter. And therefore, he says you have to kasher. He makes them kasher twice. Do a double hagala, whatever the cheshbon is for this particular machine. And he doesn't say, no, I hold this mutter, so it's okay. He doesn't say that. He says you have to kasher it. Now, apparently, Daddy Nam's on the other line. Now, the kasher they asked on me, that how could I say Ramesha was making on dairy equipment if in this tshuva he says you have to kasher? The answer is the shach says that blias of bishul akum in a keli lechatchila are aser. B'di'eved, when something is made, it's mutter. This shaila was the chatchila, b'dvar hagala al pasteurizer, shebe'erev hayasham cholosh al company, u'babayke gilu aysa shtei pamim, akam v'asa sham chol Yisrael, if shapir ravin, a rav magil, is that good enough to do hagala? He's being mitzara for all the different tzurufim. Alright, so we can clarify if that's called b'di'eved. B'di'eved, we know, like I told you before, by the blended whiskeys, for example, Ramesha doesn't say you shouldn't buy it. Right? They were mevatel it. There's no din bitlus lechatchila because it wasn't made primarily for Jews. So there's no din bitlus lechatchila. And you're allowed to buy it. Once it's bottled, you're allowed to buy it. If someone wants to start keeping Chalav Yisrael shel kasher pats, I don't know. Eating by someone, you could wait. It's Eina Ben Yoyma, you could wait. This tshuva was not Eina Ben Yoyma, it was just overnight. If it's Eina Ben Yoyma, you could be Mekel. And particularly today, I mentioned to you that the Chalav Yisrael today, the Chalav Akum today, has additional potential treifus issues, which are separate from everything we're discussing, and it's a separate issue, which hopefully we'll have time to go through. Now, well, so I'll explain. It's just it's late. That's a kashering issue. There is a difference in dairy equipment between liquids and solids. If you want to use dairy equipment, let's say you have orange juice that's pasteurized in dairy equipment, any liquid is always shishim against the keli, because when they machinery that produces liquids has the liquid moving. It has it generally. It has it moving through pipes, and there's generally shishim against it. It's not like a solid. When you cook a solid, you fill up a pot and you cook it, and then you take it out of a pot. There's no shishim in the contents of a pot against a pot. But things that go through piping, like orange juice, there's always shishim against the thickness of the pipes, and that's why it's more cooler, Dick. So someone asked me if Oreo's cream is made like liquid or made like solids. I have no idea. I never saw the plant. But it'd be interesting to ask the Mashkiach who goes there how it works. Because if it's something that runs through pipes constantly, then you always can have shishim, assuming it's made of dairy equipment. It's not dairy mamish. That's what they're saying now, that the cream is dairy equipment. If that's true, so then you have this cooler. What? Yeah. Anyway, so this is the, I guess, the end of the sif. We'll finish the Ramah and go on to Gavina next week.